The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband, I'm okay, babe.
And welcome to the It's Always the Husband podcast.
This is Megan.
And this is Sarah.
And this is Rory. Enjoy.
All right, that was Rory. Thanks. Did a good job.
Thanks, Rory. He's been begging since last summer to come and do the intro for us. So,
well, good.
It's spring break.
Yeah.
So he was able to do it for us.
Good for him.
Yay.
If that little things that make him happy.
What a star he is. Yeah.
Then that's excellent.
Yep.
What a good job. All right. Yes, you're listening to It's Always the Husband podcast.
Welcome.
We're back to our regular shtick of husbands being total dicks.
We can hear Rory upstairs laughing at America's Funniest Pets.
Yes. It's a good show.
Okay. Anyway. Yes. We're back to dumbass husbands.
Right. We did Women's History Month with last week. If you want to hear some notorious killer women, you can listen to some of those episodes or catch up or wherever you're at. We usually, at the start of our episodes, do a glitter in the shitter.
We do.
It should just be that we actually have some time off of our shithole jobs. But do you have a glitter in your shitter?
So I forgot that I even bought this, and I've been doing, with the help of Nut Bar and TT the Pee Hive and Beth B Tits. They came over and kind of started to help me organize because I have a mental illness of just being paralyzed by life, basically.
Right.
And then I can't do anything. I can't clean. I can't do anything. So they came over and like got me started and helped me. They did my whole kitchen. They're like angels. But
who did?
Cassie and Tiffany.
No.
Yes.
They're bitches.
I know. But they love me. For some reason, I don't know. Anyway, in my organization...
Did they belittle you the whole time?
I feel like they did afterwards.
Oh,
and probably when I wasn't there beforehand.
Were there some hot burns?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. But anyway, in organizing my bathroom, I found that I had a brand new, never been opened, Jonathan Van Ness Air Dry Cream.
And
I was like, oh my God,
and when
did I
buy
this? I do. And because of my menopausal brain fog, I didn't even remember that I had bought it. And so I popped it open after I washed my hair last week and I tried it and I loved it.
Oh, good.
So it's a little bit spendy. I got it at Sephora, but I'll put it on our It's Always the Husband storefront on Amazon, so you can purchase it there. It's $26, which isn't that bad, but it's more than like the $8.99 Target air dry. But I do like it. I liked the texture that it left my hair in. I still needed a little bit of gel over top of it, but it made my hair feel really soft.
Good.
So thank you, Jonathan.
Did you know that he has some complaints out that he's the biggest dick on that show?
No.
And that everyone else hates his ass and his front and everything.
Is that why Bobby left?
Maybe. I guess he has a
reputation. Bobby had beef with Tanny.
But I guess some article came out that he's a huge dick and he's just been rude to the others.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't read further, but I thought, he's not the one I would have thought would have been the dick.
No, I think none of them are the dicks because I love all of them.
I mean, I guess it just didn't occur to me that there would be.
Does anyone else wish Anthony was not gay at all, but lived in your house?
That would be nice to have them all live in your house and just help you in all day long.
But Anthony's hot.
Yeah. Well, a lot of gay men are very hot. I know. And it's unfortunate for people with a cooch.
There's only two.
They don't want any of that.
Ever that I've wished weren't gay, though. And that's him
and Ricky Martin. And your husband.
I mean, and Philip McDermott. Wish he weren't gay.
But you can't always have what you want.
I know. Anyway, what's your glitter in the shitter?
Mine is a food, of course.
Oh, no.
What?
I believe it. I better give the credit to Nut Bar, because okay. You know, if you don't give credit to Nut Bar,
she gets
into her electric vehicle full of cigarettes, drives 100 miles an hour through people's yards mm-hmm. to cut Eagle Eye View.
She does.
To get there the quickest and punches the shit out of you.
Yep.
But I believe it was Nut Bar that first had this, but I could be wrong. It's called True. True, T-R-U with umlauts, fru, F-R-U with umlauts, true, fru, and it is frozen fruit with a dark chocolate frozen cover.
Oh, I love this.
And so they're little, like they're like bonbons that you want to sit, you don't want to have a job, you want to sit at home mm-hmm. and watch soaps and eat bonbons like mm-hmm. you were promised when you were a kid that was supposed to happen. And it doesn't. I can't sit at home and eat bonbons. I mean, I could. But then I won't have no money in my account all the time.
No.
I have a job and then my money goes into my account and then my money immediately runs out of the account. Mm-hmm. It's in there for 35 seconds and then it's gone.
One day for me. I'll have one good day of feeling.
One day where you feel like you have money and then it's immediately gone.
Yes, and I can breathe and then the next day I get a notification and it's
gone. That you're minus 17.
Yep, that it's like, oh. Low balance
yeah, so
alert.
True fruit. They're very
fuck you,
good.
Low balance alert.
I know. Warning, you have 35 cents in your account. And it's like, oh, I just went to Target and bought 200 bags of True mm-hmm. fruit. But it's so good. And then if you get like a Cool Whip and you can like dip them in a little whipped cream.
No,
and just
I
pop
never
them in your
thought
mouth.
Of that.
Oh, it's delightful.
Those are gluten free too.
Probably.
They
yeah.
are.
Oh, delicious. Uh-huh. They're delicious. And then they're not too many calories.
Yums.
So you feel like you could eat a good handful, mm-hmm. you know, and you're not being too much of a huge fatty.
Yeah. I love it.
But I think I just gave up. I just eat anyway. But they're delicious. They're really good little snacks. So that's that. All right. A Facebook group too, you know, if you can want to join and see some, we have an Instagram if you want to see pictures of the show we're talking about or what our glitter was and all that. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook mm-hmm. and we have a Facebook group where people are very funny and very nice.
They are.
And they'll talk about episodes or their favorite part of an episode mm-hmm. or something. They'll mention, if we mention something, they'll mention it. Mm-hmm. I thought of even doing where people, maybe I'll start, like people put their top 10 favorite shows on streaming or top 10 favorite
shows.
Oh,
yeah.
Just because we're all, I mean, just for something to watch, you can say, oh, someone said it was their top favorite movies or like comedies of all time. Uh-huh. And then maybe, you know, you have a list to refer to. I don't know. Books, whatever. Anyway, we have a Facebook group and we like to pick out kind of our funniest mm-hmm. moments from the group.
What was yours?
I enjoyed, we did a past episode. It was a Dateline. Mm-hmm. Prussian Blue, wasn't it? What was it? The case of Prussian Blue or something
Someone
like that?
Someone was dead in the, was dying in the hospital?
No. I mean, she was dying in the hospital.
Yeah.
This one, the wife did not die.
Oh.
But she was poisoned.
But all of her
and it was Prussian Blue that saved her.
Yes.
And it was a doctor that figured out she was poisoned after all this time. And his name was Dr. LaPointe. He was very sexy and very smart. And mm-hmm. I said, I wish he would LaPointe that Wang over
my
in my direction. I wish he would LaPointe that bulge. In front of my face.
He's a toxicologist.
That was very much sexual harassment.
His name is Jeffrey LaPointe.
And not appreciating his brilliance mm-hmm. or his professionalism, I just sexually harassed him the
it
whole
was
episode.
Called the Prussian Blue Mystery.
Yeah, the Prussian Blue Mystery. Yeah. So people have been bringing up some Dr. LaPointe again, and I've been appreciating. Kristen Renee brought up some Dr. LaPointe memes. And Jen Center has been a high quality Dr. LaPointe fan the whole time.
She really is.
She really is. And to be a LaPointe fan, uh-huh. he has no idea that he probably has these fans that sexually harass him?
I feel like he might know.
You think so?
He doesn't know about us.
No.
We're nothing to him, but no. I feel like he probably knows he's hot shit.
And that he can point his ding-dong in all sorts of directions.
In anyone's directions. Yep. Yes. Please find us. Because he worked for Kaiser Permanente, remember?
And I want to Permanente stare at his LaPointe.
Me too.
Yeah, so that was mine. What about you?
Okay, so mine was Karen Goad, and she put the meme
where
some stupid asshole put on Facebook or on Twitter or X or what is that stupid thing called?
Everyone still calls it Twitter, but Elon Musk is
the worst, right?
He's very much the worst.
Anyway, she put this meme on, and some douchebag put, "I miss the times women had to wash dishes, cook, clean, and weren't allowed to speak." And then somebody replied to it and said, "I miss the times when men would go off to war and die there."
Isn't that the truth?
And I laughed so hard. So thank you, Karen.
Men were at war and the world kept going. Women please. Just did it all like they always do.
Yes. Just go away, men. We can do so much better without you.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we won't die at your hands anymore. No, like this fucking story.
That's true.
Anything else going on in your life? No. We had our book club last week, and it was so
that
fun.
Was good.
And we read. I really liked the book, The Push.
It's I did too.
It's in my top two of the year so
it's
far.
Like, it is very dark and triggering, yeah, but it's hard. Just interesting psychology, I think.
So this month we're reading another one that I don't know what it's called. But
don't let her in.
Don't
I think
let her do something.
Yeah.
And so we're going to discuss that at the end of the month. And then we have the next set, the next four or five ready to go. So search on our Facebook group page. If you're not a member, we do have a Facebook group page.
And I'll try to put it on the other page.
Yeah.
And I think it's on our Instagram too.
And on our Instagram, so look for some posts there. If you aren't, just follow us. It's Always the Husband Podcast, and on Facebook it's Always the Husband Podcast group,
right?
And you just ask to join.
Yeah,
and we let you.
Sure,
because we let any bitches in.
We do.
Yeah, unless you are literally a bitch,
right?
Which no one has been. We all
not
love
yet.
Each other, and it's the best. So come join us and post your dirty memes and laugh and we'll love you. So follow us on our socials.
Well, good.
What are we talking about today?
Today we saw another new show. It's called Sex and Murder, and it's on Discovery Plus. And it wasn't as sexy this episode as I thought, but the intro is very sexy.
I thought the sex part was not really pertinent in this case.
No, like it wasn't at all.
Salacious information that I was like, no one needs to fucking know that it doesn't pertain, but whatever. They totally said it.
It was this, yeah. It looks like it's to be a very sexy show. Like Susan Lucci's show, Deadly Affairs, is very sexy.
And
they always show porking.
Yeah, and Susan Lucci always does like a sexy little intro.
Oh,
too,
very sexy.
With some hunky male actors. This show did none of this.
No. But it's called Sex and Murder. We did the first season. No,
season
it starts
two,
with the second season. There's no first
season.
There
was season. No season one.
And it was called Storm. Oh, I forget. I didn't write it down. The Storm is Coming or something like that. Storm's on the way. Storm.
Look
Ahoy.
Out for the storm, it's called.
But since today is April Fool's Day and it has nothing to do with the episode, I thought I would talk to you about
it. It was called Storm of Lies.
Storm of Lies.
Storm
That's
of
what
lies.
Nupar says our show should be called. Storm of Lies.
Yep.
Anyway, do you want to hear some quick facts about April Fool's Day? This is April 1st.
Yep.
Nobody knows when it started. Nobody has any goddamn clue, but there are some theories. One is in France in 1582, They switched from the Julian calendar to the Georgian calendar, and nobody, and we don't know what that means. We don't care.
I've never heard of any of those
things. But in the Julian calendar, April 1st was the start of the new year. And in the Gregorian calendar,
okay,
January 1st is the start of the new year that we have today. Yeah. And so people that switched over to the new calendar would sometimes run across dumb assholes that still thought it was the Julian calendar, and then they thought April 1st was the start of the new year, like a bunch of dumb assholes and real dummies. Why are you with the times? Why are you so behind and stupid? Why can't you be learned?
Months
and so
behind.
The Gregorian calendar people mm-hmm. would make fun of these April 1st nimrods and nutbags and say, you dummies, you don't even know that it's not even the start of the year. And they would put a paper fish on their back and call them an April fish because they were so goddamn dumb.
What?
I don't know. Maybe that was a hot burn back then. And so, like, April, if you had a fish on your back on April 1st, it meant you were just a stupid asshole. And you were so dumb, you didn't even know what calendar to use.
All right.
And what kind of a waste of life is that? You didn't even know anything. You weren't hip. You were a nerd.
To be fair, I don't use calendars well either.
No. Or clocks or things
or
like
clocks.
That.
Or clocks, no.
They also say there's some ancient Roman festival or it's based on the vernal equinox. Nobody knows. But what people know is during the 18th century in Britain, isn't it always, it used to be a two-day event around April 1st.
Like a party?
Well, yeah. The first day was called Hunting of the Gawk. Gawk and guak. Guak meant a cuckoo bird. And so you would send people on phony errands. Like, God, I heard your grandma's dying in her hut. Go get some chalk and grind it up and blow it in her face. And someone would have to go find chalk because their grandma's dying. And then they would get to their grandma's house. And you'd go, ah, April Fools, you dumbass. Your grandma's not dying, or she already died yesterday. Stupid asshole.
The plague's been going around
yeah.
for ages.
Where have you been, you dick? And then the second day of the party was called the Tally Day, and you would prank people about their asses. Like you would
what?
Stick tails on their ass or say stuff like, did you know Leopold got the shit raped out of him yesterday for Tally Day? What a dummy. I don't know. They would play pranks about people's butts.
None of these.
And that's
things.
Tally Day.
Thank God.
I don't know. Is this true from the UK's? Did you do stuff
Did
like this?
Did you get this off of Wikipedia?
No, I got it off of history.com.
Oh, I feel like it might be legit.
And so here are some popular, even though these are dumbass, April Fool's Day jokes.
Okay.
In 1952, BBC reported on air that Swiss farmers were having a really great spaghetti crop, and they showed people pulling noodles out of the ground.
No.
I mean, come
and
on.
And people believed it?
I guess. I don't know. Or they just were like, what? And why did they say Swiss and not, like, Italian?
I don't know.
But the BBC, I mean, maybe that's super funny to them. I don't know.
I think so.
Sports Illustrated in 1985 did a whole article about a made-up pitcher named Sid Finch that had a fastball of 168 miles per
no.
hour. So, I mean,
people got huge boners about
I
that.
Guess.
I
guess. They were wondering who he played for. Why haven't yeah. we ever seen this guy?
Right.
1992, NPR did a whole article or radio show about how Nixon was running for president again. That would
was
be kind of weird.
Was he dead then?
No, I think he was still alive.
Oh, okay.
In 1996, Taco Bell announced publicly that they were purchasing the Liberty Bell. And they were going to call it the Liberty Taco Bell.
I kind of remember.
That would be, I mean, that's weird. And then 1998, Burger King did a whole day where they said they were making only a left-handed Whopper for left-handed
oh
people.
God.
I mean, that's just weird enough that you're like,
Maybe.
Yeah. Still nerdy, but
huh.
So April Fool's Day, do prank. I mean, the great ones are where you put the rubber band around your sink You know, yeah. your sprayer at your sink, yep. you know, and you turn on the faucet and it sprays you right in the tits.
Yep.
That one I did to my mom constantly.
My dad, Kevin Bernhardt, used to be the king of pranks, and he worked in banking for a while. And one year he called both of my all my sisters, and he'd be like, someone got a hold of your bank account. You have negative $300. You've been hacked, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, oh my God. And then,
oh, so you didn't then just we were say, kind well, of on to that's every day.
I know. I was like, no one hacked me. That was yeah. me. I spent it all yeah. myself, and I don't know how to manage money. Then one year we were all going to go to Mexico together, and he called and said that our room had been booked out from under us
oh.
and we weren't going to go anymore. And Nut Bar started crying.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, April Fools. So now he's fucked with us so much that he doesn't even try anymore because right, we're like, just, yeah. we have our thumbs. What do you call it? On top
on his
of
balls?
No.
Oh.
That's our dad.
Oh, well.
But we know.
You know, like he has to now just do it a day before or a day after
yeah,
or
he's
something.
Gonna
or
have
be
to
very elaborate to yes, get you.
At another day because
right.
he's gotten us so many times because we're idiots.
Oh, he's pretty good. I yeah. mean, I can imagine. He yeah. has some good ones.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do this case, which was just awful. Awful, awful. It just no point in it. Again, no rhyme or reason that this had to happen at all, except
no.
the fact that it's a dumbass
man.
So we're going to go to Texas, Houston, Texas. I have been to Houston. Have you been?
No, I've been to Dallas.
Oh, I have not been to Dallas. I've been to nowhere else. I went to Houston and Galveston, Texas.
This ain't Texas. Yep.
Woo!
Hey, did you listen?
I haven't listened yet because I've been redecorating.
You know, I've been on a terrible rabbit hole of Puff Daddy and Jay-Z. I'm worried about the Queen
Bee. They're saying J-Lo was a alleged gun mule. For Puff Daddy.
Oh, gross, J-Lo.
Everybody hates her. Did you watch her two documentaries on Amazon or whatever?
Not.
Oh, talk about just wanting to pour bleach in your eye. I mean, if you like dancing, I could see maybe watching one of them because it's a lot of dancing and maybe you could watch the dancing, but everything else is just a narcissist, like a casebook narcissistic display. I don't know. It's very odd.
I can't imagine if you look like her.
Seems like he might be normal, but you can't believe that he is.
Who?
Ben Affleck. To put up with. But then again, he allegedly has a wandering wang and just puts his wang anywhere it goes.
Yeah, he does.
So he don't care none.
He left the sweetest woman in the world.
Right. He had his wang was all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Puff Daddy.
Anyway, he sucks big time.
There have been mumblings about his weirdness for many
forever
years.
I mean, now, of course, there's all these crazy shit things about the pedophile devil worshiping. I just think he's a fucking pedophile.
I think it's just all porking. It's all porking and drugs and what I can get away with because we don't need to bring in a flat earth or devil or anything to it. It's bad enough on its own.
No, he is a piece of shit.
Right.
But,
and young girls desperate to break into show business get abused
and
horribly.
Boys.
And I think boys had been his thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I don't like any of it, and it makes me uncomfortable and feel horrible. And also, don't ever let your child be in Hollywood. Thank you.
No. You just, well, especially the Nickelodeon thing.
When someone says, come stay at my house for
Amanda
2 weeks.
Bynes.
No, thank you.
No.
I am a mother.
Well, Michael
my
Jackson,
child
all that
stuff. My child is not going to go stay with any grown man.
I know.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, That Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
But then you think, oh, my Chad might be famous.
No, so. I don't give a shit.
I don't know. They made those choices.
In that room with my child.
They don't want adults.
I know.
With a
well,
very
a
cavernous vag.
Yeah. They'd be like, you're all dried up, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll say, you're goddamn right.
There's not enough Vaseline in the world.
You are hideous. Oh. So anyway
Houston,
on a deep dive. Yeah. And
there's lots of good gossip.
And Beyonce, and sorry about Jay-Z. He sucks. Okay.
Jay-Z blows ass
so hard. Okay.
So we're going to go to Houston. Texas. Yep. 2017, August 25th. It's a Friday. And at the same time, Hurricane Harvey is coming in. And this was like a Category 4. A horrible hurricane. And that is happening at the same time as everything else. Mm-hmm. We see a lady called Crystal McDowell. Mm-hmm. And she is deciding, is she going to stay at her house or is she going to evacuate and go to Dallas or go to another town more inland of Texas where, you know, you're not going to get a hurricane messing up your house and shit and all that stuff. They show photos of this woman, and she is insanely beautiful.
Like a model.
This is a model. Yeah, she looks... You would think this. She has to be a model. She was not...
But, like,
she's
the cutest model. Like, down
beautiful.
To earth.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
She has two kids. Mm-hmm. And at this point in the story of August 25th, we learn later, but I'll say now, she is divorced from her husband, Steve, that she's been with for 10 years. But they are... In their relationship is such that she's actually staying with Steve and living with Steve while her townhome is being remodeled. So there obviously is, they're sharing the kids and they're still obviously in contact all the time with each other. We meet several of Crystal's relatives. Jeff Walters is her uncle.
He's an odd looking man.
He is. Mm-hmm. There were differences about him, but you could tell he cared very much about Crystal. And it ended up being that we learn, and I'll kind of just share this now because they just really sped over it. Crystal had a very difficult childhood. And I think this was a Dateline I listened to. Both of her parents were extreme drug addicts, died when she was very young. They said 10 or 11 of HIV.
Within months of each other.
And I believe her name is Crystal, and they named her Crystal Meth. Like her real, like in the hospital, it was Crystal Meth. Because the parents thought that would be funny. And I think this was part of that one. And so with this history, her uncle Jeff, the one we see, is the one she actually went to live with him, and he raised her. So he is speaking of her, and I'm sure thinks of her
as a daughter.
As a daughter. And she's what, like 35 or something at this time. He's raised her over more than half of her life. So he's going to Dallas because family is heading to Dallas, and he's in constant talk with her to this day and every day, just texting, and said, you know, you should come up to grab the kids, come up to Dallas too. You know, it's going to be safer. There's family up there, whatever. And they're messaging back and forth. But he says sometime that morning on Friday, she just stops messaging back, which he thought is very odd, especially since they're talking about the storm. Mm-hmm. We meet her cousin named Jade Cherry. I thought, wow, that's a name. But I liked her. She seemed very sane.
Sure is a name.
But Jade Cherry. And
is that like her?
I don't know. Name? I don't know. Okay. But Jade Cherry says... And for her to just stop communicating, like her phone would have had to been like crunched by an elephant or something because she was always on her phone.
You know, the Houston elephants. Right.
The elephants came by, and then we see Cindy Surratt, her aunt Cindy. And Cindy had a big old Texas accent.
And she has a big old Texas hair.
Well, and they sat her so that her hair was constantly blowing in her face from the wind. And I thought, why don't they just move Cindy so that, like, she's facing the wind so that her hair is blowing back? Because her hair was constantly in her face. And I thought, how annoying. Why are they sitting her crooked like that?
She was just sitting in the middle of...
like a horse dung field.
A lawn on a black folding chair. Yeah. Did you notice that? It was just
why
like
why didn't you just make her not, like, I don't know. But...
is there no interview?
Cindy, in her huge accent, thought, all right, Crystal isn't responding, so she has to be missing, because it's so unusual. Or no, she said... Crystal's not missing. She is. Well, used to be a flight attendant. Maybe she used all her points and flew out somewhere and is on a plane right now.
But
you
then
know?
She left her kids.
Well, yeah, and that didn't seem like her. No. You know, so she was kind of just like this. Well, you never think like the worst like this. So, and especially when a storm, you don't know, did it knock out something? I mean, the storm happening at the same time and all this rain and wind. They weren't sure. What was going on? Because she lost in the storm, which is bad enough. Or did something other horrible happen to her? Or is the communications down and everything's fine? So right. They were in this kind of state of thinking. Crystal was a flight attendant. And again, they show pictures of her. Looked cute as a bug.
So cute.
I would just look like a haggard piece of beef jerky. Ugly. And she looked like just this gorgeous... I don't know.
She was really cute.
Yeah. I hear a flight attendant is an awesome job, but I just feel like people nowadays on a plane are such dicks.
Oh, total dicks.
I don't know if it's worth it, but maybe it is.
Doubt it.
Well, she now works for her uncle's real estate business and is extremely successful. Currently in her life, everything's going really, really well. She... it's successful in her business. She has this home, brand new home that she's remodeling. She has two kids, a son that's 8, a daughter that's 5. Her husband, Steve, of 10 years. Now, divorce was finalized in June, like 2 months earlier, but they still are in contact with the kids. Like I said, she's currently kind of living with him as her home is being remodeled.
Right.
They go back. Her cousin, I think Jade Cherry, says that Steve and Crystal were introduced by friends and kind of a mixture of family, like that knew Steve. Mm-hmm. So they knew him. She knew him through friends and through her cousins. And they did all sorts of fun stuff together. In fact, they show how she went skydiving for her 33rd birthday with Steve. That's what I wouldn't skydive for $1 million. If they said you can go skydive and we'll give you $1 million, I'd say no, I can't. I just don't think I could do it. I would die of a heart attack. I couldn't do it. But she had a ball. Crystal was all over social media. It does help in her career, I think, too, with real estate.
Right.
But she often did social media. They showed like on Twitter and Facebook where she would say, married to my best friend. My life is so wonderful. And lots of very loving posts about Steve. And right away, I thought, oh, anyone who does that is the opposite.
You will notice that we have nothing about our husbands on our socials.
Mm-mm.
No. I talk highly about potatoes.
Yeah. No, we don't. We don't at all would do that.
No.
What would I have a picture of? There's no glowing, happy picture. Where is this picture?
No, just us eating French fries.
Oh, of course. I don't take pictures of myself. Oh, no. Anyone who does that and has glowing, our relationship is absolutely Charles and Di.
Yes.
Then, you know, oh, it's like we are Charles and Di. It's real bad. Yep. And that's what they were. And that's where they say Crystal just had a shitty, shitty, shitty childhood. You can't even imagine.
So much trauma.
And you understand why she wanted so badly to have a perfect childhood for her kids.
Right.
She wanted to be picture perfect, this family, that everything was happy, everything looks great, every trip we have, every picture's perfect. And I get it totally. But that's just not reality. And it wasn't reality. But she just kind of ignored that because of the desperate need to just provide her kids with happiness. And we all can understand that, I think. Yeah. What they showed wedding pictures of Crystal marrying Steve, and she had jet black hair.
I know.
And she still looked great, I thought. But in the current, she had more of a honey blonde, maybe a little bit darker blonde. It looked fabulous. So it was such a different look.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh my gosh. But we learned that the couple had actually split and contemplated divorce several times over their 10-year marriage. But Crystal, again, always went back to Steve because she did not want her kids to have divorced parents. So she said, or her cousin said, she sacrificed her own happiness so that her kids could have a normal life. And kids don't really want to have a sad, depressed mom, though, either. But
no,
I know it's hard. But by 2017, she said, fuck it. You know, she filed for divorce in February of that year. And by June, it was finalized. And they still were in contact, lived together again while her townhouse is being built, remodeled, all of that. Crystal actually started dating a new guy named Paul. And Paul was a jeweler in her town of Baytown, Texas. Mm-hmm. And that day, that Friday, August 25th, Paul, being a jeweler, and I think he had some cash because he had cameras all over the inside of his home and the outside of his home.
And his store, and like he literally was on camera 24/7. The whole day.
And so you see Crystal leaving his home in the morning in a black dress and getting in her Mercedes and driving away.
There's inside the house footage. There's outside.
Yes.
In the driveway footage. Yeah.
She is on camera leaving his house. Crystal also was texting the entire time. So she texts and says,
while driving.
Well, maybe she had a talking
I hope
phone
so.
Car. Crystal,
what year was this again?
2017.
Yeah.
Crystal decided to stay. So she was going to stay at Steve's house with her kids. And she tells her uncle this. She says, I'm just going to stay. She texts Steve and says, do you have water so that we can stay for a few days? And
he said, no water.
Yeah, he goes, no water. So I'm sure she meant to go buy some water or whatever.
Right.
Or why he wouldn't do it, I don't know. I guess because he is a dick. But Crystal had stayed with Paul. She was staying with Steve. She stayed with Paul Thursday night and left Friday morning to go back to Steve's home. As she's driving, she also sees herself on a billboard that Paul, her boyfriend, had paid for. And she takes a picture of it and says, oh my gosh, Paul, thank you so much. It's so cool. She sees her realty business on a billboard and sends that picture at about 7:25 a.m.
And he says, I love you.
I love
I'll
you so much.
Do anything for you.
I will show you my wiener anytime you want to see it, my darling.
And then someone will videotape it because there's cameras everywhere.
And she tells him, like, I'm just going to hang out. I'll be fine. But just staying with Steve and the kids throughout the storm. It just seems to be raining. You know, it's going to be whatever. And then we actually get a glimpse of later on, Paul is on a radio interview talking about his relationship with Crystal. And he just says, we were super happy. She was very happy. They were going to go to Antwerp and I'm sure look for diamonds or something.
Probably.
And she was going to come with, and she was just looking. She was just actually so happy for her future. And this guy seems really nice.
They had a cruise booked, didn't
yes.
they?
She just had a whole bunch of stuff planned, and she was really looking forward to her future. But that morning, as her uncle said, Crystal stops responding to texts from anybody. Now, Steve ends up saying Crystal never even showed up to his house. Her uncle, Jeff, messages her on Saturday and gets no response. He calls her, gets no response. And that's where he decides, fuck it, he calls the police. Because it's so unlike her to respond. And if she didn't go to Steve's or show up, he thinks, well, the storm, something happened to her car in the storm. Or she's underwater somewhere.
Right, and he had said that Steve said, she does this all the time. She never comes home.
And that's not, and he knew that's not true. The police go to Steve's house. A deputy goes in, takes pictures all over the house,
it
says
looks very clean.
It looks very clean and very white. Like there's nothing in the home. He says there's no sign of a struggle, but Crystal was not there either. And nothing of Crystal's was there. And Steve says she hasn't even been here in a week. But Steve continued to text Crystal as we were seen. Like, where are you? I'm so worried.
Like, at least call your kids.
Yeah, that kind of stuff over and over again with no response. Meanwhile, the hurricane is happening and it's like literally a category 4 hurricane blowing the shit out of everything.
As cars are covered everywhere. With water. There are boats taking people to and from places in the street.
In the street. Trees are falling over. And so the deputy said, well, we had to pull all our detectives and deputies off looking for Crystal to help people survive the hurricane.
Yeah.
Which, again, you understand. So Crystal's family starts putting up missing person info all over social media. They know something fucked happened to her, because this is not like her at all. This is not her behavior. They get a tip. Crystal's Jade Cherry cousin gets a call saying, I don't know if you noticed, y'all, but your cousin's car is parked at the Motel 6. And Jade Cherry goes, what? And she looks at the Motel 6 and it's like almost all flooded. She's like, what? Okay. But she could tell that's her license plate. Like, that's her car. The police go and look at it and the keys are just sitting there with open doors in the center console. And it's a Mercedes Benz. And the police are like, this totally looks like a car they're wanting to be stolen. The keys are
planted
right there.
Here on the highway with the keys in it.
Yeah.
Pristine Mercedes Benz. It's someone wants it stolen.
Yep. And it had not been stolen, which, you know what?
Because of a hurricane.
You. Yeah. There was a hurricane and, well, maybe there's just kind souls in Houston.
Let's not give them that much credit.
Detectives or deputies say, all right, we're going to gather every fucking videotape there is in this whole fucking area off the highway, up every store, anything we can get. They start getting tons and tons and tons of video and gathering it all up. And at the same time, they learn that Crystal was bisexual and had lovers all over the country. But who cares?
This was the weirdest part. Crystal like men. Crystal like women. Crystal has lovers everywhere.
Yeah,
Crystal has veneers. Crystal has a hair color. Crystal. And I was just like, who? What?
Yeah. I don't care.
Because none of this has to do with, I mean, I guess they were trying to say that, like,
they would, any one of these lovers could have come in.
Yeah.
But not during a hurricane.
No, but
they fly in.
They had two pretty good suspects to start with.
Right. So investigators, though, just want to concentrate on Paul, the boyfriend, and Steve, the husband. They're very curious about Steve. Because he did not help. He's not helping in the search at all. He did not call to report her being missing when she never showed up to his house. And he just seems like a dick. Crystal's family had been stomping around her townhome and also being, you know, getting in the way. The police were
saying. They were kind of pissed at the Uncle Dad.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I get that he's worried about her and she's not there. We got a hurricane going on, but then he kept like fucking around in her house and like trying to take matters into his own hands.
Stomping all over.
Yeah. And they were like, stop, because you're just ruining evidence.
They pull in Steve and Paul and give them both a polygraph with both of them fail.
That's bad.
I know. They look at Steve some more and they hear from family and friends that he was a controlling dick. He's very financially dependent on Crystal. And
he said he just wanted to be a stay-at-home dad.
Well, who doesn't want to be a stay-at-home parent and not have to go to a shit job?
Me.
Well, I guess.
I like to go places.
But since Paul has his whole life on video, they realize Paul is on video all day. They concentrate again on Steve and learn that Crystal was at Steve's home on Wednesday, and they had an enormous fight because Crystal booked a cruise. And first, she wanted Steve to attend with the girls. But since they are divorced, she has Paul going with, which makes sense because they are divorced. Well, I guess Steve heard about this for the first time that he's not going on the cruise and had a total psychotic breakdown.
I'm going to tell you, I did have some feelings of sympathy for Steve.
Why?
Because I felt like she was using him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they
she was staying at his house and she knew he loved her and wanted to be with her. And she was just like, why wouldn't you just go stay with your boyfriend then or someone else? Like, I just feel like she was kind of leading him on. Not that there's any excuses for what happened to her, but I get why he would have been a little confused or angry. Like, it would be hard if your significant other kept coming to your house every night and sleeping in the bed with
you.
Just joking, I have a boyfriend that I'm going to go sleep with tomorrow, but then I'll be back here and just take care of the kids while I'm gone, and then I'll be back.
I suppose, but
that
was his story. We don't know exactly if she had was sleeping in another room, or if he bullied her into staying, or if he was, I don't know. Who knows? But that was his story, that he is still totally in love with her. And this is all a huge surprise. And to maybe a narcissist that's a controlling narcissist, maybe it is a surprise, even though I don't, like, she would take her boyfriend if you're divorced.
But
I
he
guess.
Says that he's, well, we'll get there.
All right. Yeah. So police now have all the surveillance video of all the surrounding areas where the car had been parked at the Motel 6. The video that they see is a gas station literally attached almost. And they show Steve pulling up to the gas station, not even really getting gas. He walks over and he looks right at her Mercedes that's parked like 10 feet away. And like
he walked over and looked
right
closer at it and then walked back.
Walked away and then started throwing away weird packages deep in the gas station
and
garbage.
And he was pushing them down, way down. Gross.
And police are like, So over 7 days.
And he had a nice car.
He did have a nice car.
That was like no one else, you know what I mean? Like it was
right.
A,
it was a very
conspicuous car.
Yes.
It was like a Mustang sports car.
Police interview him for 50 hours over 7 days.
Holy shit.
And he denies everything. Denies. They show him a picture of the gas station. And he's like, that's not me. Yeah, that looks just like my car. And that looks just like me, but it ain't me. You know, and it's like, why would you look right at your missing wife, ex-wife's car and not report that you said, that ain't me.
Right.
It's like, well, that's a person that looks just like you. That's her car. They're 10 feet apart. Like, come on. You know, they're like, you're too dumb. And then he just denied everything. Mm-hmm. They find more video of Steve parking the Mercedes-Benz, walking to a Walmart, buying a bike in the Walmart, paying cash, and riding the bike to his house. And him on the bike on various surveillance videos all the way to his home. And they find that same bike in his home.
Yes.
So police are very concerned that Steve is going to maybe kill the kids
and himself.
So they have Aunt Cindy stay there to protect the kids.
With the hair.
Yeah, with the hair and tell them what Steve is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So on September 8th, we see real video of the police interview and all pictures of him from their surveillance videos on the bike, by the car, blah blah blah, are all up in the wall, so we can just see that. And the Texas Rangers come in and interview him, and one Texas Ranger is like, no, I feel like Steve is gonna crack and he's gonna kill himself or take the kids out with him. So they call CPS finally, and they take the children out of the home and give them to Aunt Cindy to care for. And that day, then Steve says, okay, let me just go home tonight and I'll come back tomorrow and I'll tell you everything. And the detectives are like, okay.
Why?
But one is like, I think he's just going to kill himself.
Why did they let this happen?
Well, I guess they couldn't arrest him yet. But really? I don't know. So they're like, we don't know if he's going to come back, or he's going to take off, or he's going to kill himself, or what he's going to do, or whatever. They had to just let him go home. But he shows up in the morning again. I know. Very frustrating. Very odd. So the Texas Ranger gets in. Steve comes back in the morning. And the Texas Ranger starts talking to him and actually puts his hand on his leg.
Oh, Tripper,
come here. Sit down. Tripper, come here. I'm terribly sorry again. My pets, again, have interrupted the entire flow. Tripper. Tripper, come here. Steve is starts. I don't know if
he's
really
crying.
The Texas
Ranger was in very close contact with him.
I mean, his face was right there and he was very patient.
I would have been like, excuse me, can you back up?
Yeah, he was very close. And his hand was creeping up his thigh.
Yeah, it was
Just like kind of like, you're stuck. I don't know if he was trying to do, you're stuck here.
Like, just tell me, you stupid motherfucker.
And he was very, because I would have been like, let's go. Let's go.
Like, say it.
Yeah.
And no, he was
just
like,
say it. Just say
she
it.
She made you mad, didn't
right?
she?
She
told you these things, didn't she?
So Steve says, I didn't mean to. And then Steve starts saying he was so super angry at Crystal because she went and stayed with her boyfriend Thursday night. And then Crystal came home and said, don't you get it? I don't love you anymore. And then Steve is like, and the Texas Ranger is like, and he says, I suffocated her. And he's like, how? And he says, I put my arms around her and squeezed her. I don't know. I feel like, and he was more like a bear hug from behind, but I think he literally just with his hands front choked her. Yeah. But he made it seem like he just hugged her too hard.
But
and she
again,
suffocated.
I will say, no blood. And
no,
all those other morons who just hack the shit out of someone or smash them with a baseball bat.
Right. He had nothing to clean up.
This was a rough one to find.
So it
evidence.
Happened in his bedroom. And then he says, I didn't mean to hurt her. I love her. But to manually strangle someone again takes minutes. Mm-hmm. And nowhere in, it's not like you just snapped her leg and it was like a 3-second thing and he went, whoops. It's like minutes where you can change your mind,
I mean,
you know?
This is all him saying it too,
right?
Because they have no body. They don't really know how she died yet.
He then says, when it was done, he put a bag over her face. Like, hog tied her with zip ties and put her in trash bags. Hmm. Now, he could have called the police and said, holy shit, I did this. But, you know, none of them, no husband's ever done that after doing this. You know, because they act like it was such an accident. They're so sorry and he's so guilty for it. And he's, I'm sorry, this is terrible. But you still put her in trash bags and dumped her like garbage. So he puts her in the trunk. And then he says, I want this to be over. This isn't fair. And I don't know if he meant himself or what he did to her. Like, I don't know. But I thought, what?
I think he felt bad, but I think he was insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, I really love her, but I'm really fucking mad at her. And the guy kept saying, you know that she's had how many affairs over 10 years? And he's like,
just poking him.
Yeah. And he just kept like, because he was trying to get him to feel that anger so that he would say, like, this is why I killed her, because she screwed everyone. She screwed men. She screwed women.
Yeah.
She, you know, was sleeping with this other guy already in front of my face. And then, I mean, they
poked him.
They
did. Hardcore.
They poked him and they got what they wanted. He did it. And
so
he was a dick.
Yeah. So the DA says, though, to him, we'll take the death penalty off because this is Texas. If you show us where she is.
Right.
And he says, yes, I'll do that. And he takes them out to the woods where she is. And they say, we never would have found her. No. It was the middle of nowhere. And she was so.
How did he get her out there?
During the storm, too, and they said that there's just a few days before, the water was so deep, they have no idea. I don't know how he would have got there.
Did he take a... I don't know, because you couldn't drive a car out there. No, they were all on foot. Yeah.
The scent of decomposition was so strong, they just followed that to her body. They show pictures and just slightly blur it. I mean, this is awful.
Yeah, you could see it.
She's in garbage bags. They saw the garbage bags. They see clothes. They find her body. So this is September 9th, just a couple weeks. And she's already almost skeletal.
Yeah, they said it was like just bones.
Yes. And they show her face, though, and it's all like mummified or decomposed, but she has her brand new white veneers.
Yeah,
it's just white teeth and like a mummified face, and all of her hair
and
extensions.
Her hair extensions were just laying there because they didn't decompose,
and she was still zip tied and in garbage bags. And this is how you leave her, and then you're so sad for her that you love her so much.
Right.
It's like such a weird
disconnect. Sense at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's crying for his kids. Like, I took away their mom. I took away their mom.
Yeah, you
and
did.
I love her so much. Yeah. You know, and it's like, how odd that I don't get it. And that she's just left like garbage in the woods where no one would have found her.
And then you go back and take care of your kids.
Yeah.
Her kids.
Oh.
Say, I don't know, your mom's not coming home. Yeah, because you fucking killed her.
I know. Oh. So Steve then is charged with first-degree felony murder. And the defense lawyer, I don't know. I feel like he did the best he could, but he was something. He was wearing a bow tie.
Like he believed his story. Like,
well, of course.
He just hugged her so much.
Yeah, he hugged her so much with a boner. He was happy to see her, and she just died. Like, no, like, sir. That's
you
not
don't
how
really
it works.
Believe that.
He just said, see, Steve just snapped after hearing that he wasn't going on the cruise. Well, duh. She has a new boyfriend. You're not going on the cruise. Do you kill someone over that?
Is that cruise that good? The lawyer said she had told him she bought a white dress and he was supposed to bring a suit, and he felt like they were going to renew their...
Oh, please.
Or get remarried, because they were technically already divorced. And everyone's like...
Delusional.
No, that's
And she kept saying, I am never going to get back together with you. And her family said she never would have. Like, he's delusional.
Yeah.
The saddest thing is the little 5-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
They feel witnessed the murder. She told Uncle Jeff that Mama was in her black dress, which she was in that day. Mm-hmm. So she saw her in that, was just wiggling and wiggling and wiggling.
Her legs were wiggling.
Yeah.
And then
Daddy
she said
was
something like the
grabbing her, fighting with
aliens
her.
Aliens took her or something.
She also said the mom looked at me and tried to say help, but I couldn't hear her because she couldn't talk. I hope she just forgets. Like, she's so young, she forgets all of this. Mm-hmm. And then she said Daddy got mad and screamed at her to go in her room and not tell anyone. So she testifies on videotape, thank goodness, you know, and doesn't have to be in court through any of this. For some reason, Steve went to court. And he has, when they show a picture of Steve right away, wrote, he's Voldemort. He looked to me like Voldemort from Harry Potter. The Voldemort, when Voldemort kind of gets his body back, but he still is a lot snake. That's what he looked like. But then in court, he's still bald, but he has a long Dumbledore beard.
Yeah, he did.
And I thought, Steve, you don't know which one you want to be.
Which Harry Potter
Voldemort or Dumbledore?
Are you?
I don't understand. Or are you a Voldemort Dumbledore mix? If Voldemort and Dumbledore had children? Very strange.
Yeah.
The family right away, like the minute they heard she was missing, they were just like, Steve killed her. Like they knew in 2 seconds because he was such a dick their whole relationship.
Yeah.
The jury pretty much decided too. They were very quick. Wasn't it? They were
well,
like 3 hours.
After they heard that
whatever.
Little girl
yeah,
say,
they were
like,
just, they lost it and they went away and came back very quickly.
Mom.
He got 50 years in jail, guilty. I guess he can be up for parole, what they say, 2042. And then they showed his newest mugshot, and he trimmed his Dumbledore beard a little bit. So he looks kind of like Uncle Jesse or no, it's a little shorter than that. A terrible, when you're strangling someone for 5 minutes, you could have, I mean, he probably thought, well, now I've attacked her, she's going to call the police. And he just kept going.
He was screwed from the beginning.
He was screwed.
The whole relationship was doomed. She was never faithful.
But why doesn't he
loser.
Think I should just move on?
I don't, because he was a loser and he didn't work.
Oh,
and so
I suppose
he relied on her, and he probably thought she was an easy target because she had so much childhood trauma that he was
maybe.
I can get her to do whatever I want. Right. And she was like, fuck no, you're not. And
shitty.
That was
it's just
end.
So sad.
I know. And she was.
She did everything she could to have trauma be avoided for her children.
Yeah.
And they end up with massive
she
trauma.
She was really trying to be a good
mom. It's just
mom.
So sad.
Yeah. There was a cute video at the end of her singing Let It Go with her little girl. And it made it really sad.
Yeah. It's awful. Well,
but blame it on Voldemort/Dumbledore.
Yeah. He is a huge dickhole.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
All right. Happy April, everyone. And we will have our book club at the end of the month sometime. It's either going to be like the very last day, because the 30th is the last Tuesday of the month, or the week before that, the 23rd. So
yeah,
we'll
don't
have
know.
To talk.
Okay.
And see, but oopsies, start reading, get going on that book, and we again join us on socials. And if you would like to support our podcast, you can also
join Patreon.
Join Patreon, and we have some weird episodes where we're hammered and talking about true crime or not.
Right. Various items.
Sometimes we don't. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.